The injured Carlton star, Bryce Gibbs, has been good enough to join us in the box. Bryce, thanks for coming in.
Good to be here, boys.
Now, was it a jarred back is the diagnosis. How's the back feeling today?
Yeah, it's getting a lot better. Getting better every day, which has been good. And probably wasn't quite up to play today, but we got the bye next week, so it gives me an extra 2 weeks to recover, and I'll be cherry ripe come Port in 2 weeks.
Now, last week, I can remember hearing someone talk about how much time John Barker had with the group, and I think someone said around 20 minutes, really, in terms of meetings, so there wasn't much preparation time with a new coach. What's it been like this week with all the controversy out of the way, all the cameras gone? You've been able to spend the week with John Barker. How's it been?
Yeah, he's been very good. He's been with the group for 4 or 5, 6 years as an assistant coach. So it's not like the boys don't know how he operates and the way he goes about his coaching. He's sort of given us the opportunity to play a bit more freely. Sort of not much to lose over the next 9 weeks, and the boys are looking forward to it. I think we got a bit of a response out of them last week. We've got that effort back, which we know we need to bring every week, but that's definitely a step in the right direction, and I think he's going to be good for the rest of the year.
How hard is it for you as a leader, just walking around and trying to encourage guys and not actually being able to get out there and show them and support them? Because obviously you're going through a tough time at the moment.
Yeah, it is tough. I haven't sat on the sidelines too much in my career, so it's probably a bit challenging for me personally as well, but you just got to try and keep it as positive as possible under the circumstances that we've been in the last couple of weeks, and just try to get that faith back and try to get the belief back in the playing group to get us back to playing the footy we know we can.
And just on your own form, last year, would you say your best year of AFL footy?
Yeah, it's probably one of my more consistent years, yeah.
So what did you do in the pre-season leading into that? Do you reckon that had an impact? And since then, did you do anything differently over the last pre-season? Did you do the same thing again? Is it the team that, obviously playing in the team that has been struggling, is a lot harder for you to play to the levels that you set last year?
Probably taking on a bit more of a leadership role, becoming vice captain. Probably trying to manage, more people than what I have in the past. Probably when you're not playing good footy personally, it is hard to try and lead and try and tell other blokes what to do and that sort of thing when you sort of quite haven't got your own backyard right. So to this point in time, it hasn't gone the way we've planned personally and as a team, but we've got another 9 or 10 weeks to go in the season to turn that around.
But is that something that has just come about confidence? Because obviously confidence in AFL footy is a huge thing, and it's something you can't really measure. It's hard to know, but when you're up and flying and going well, last year you just go head to head with guys and you just go, I'm just going to beat him this week, and you did most weeks. Is that something personally, or is there something else that's happened through the pre-season that you might have had, an injury or something, you couldn't do what you did last year?
No, not at all. Through the pre-season, I thought the team and myself had a ripping pre-season. And we were really confident in the 2015 season and what might happen. You can get a couple of injuries, lose a couple of close games, and like you said, confidence is a massive thing, and it's not something you can wake up one day and go, oh, I've got my confidence back. We all know the issues around the coach and losing Mick, and we have had a tough couple of months, but I think it might only take one win to get that confidence back and get the boys playing good footy again.
Bryce, the president made some comments earlier in the year, in my view unhelpful for the playing list in terms of the morale around the group, and the form tailed off as a result of that, or in really as a result on the back end. Did he address, or did anyone from the club address the group on those comments? Because I just thought that they had the potential to really deflate the team and have morale at an all-time low when you weren't playing great footy as a team.
Yeah, they did. The club definitely spoke to us about it. He made those comments, and maybe they got blown up a bit more than what maybe he was suggesting.
Certainly.
You can look at it like that, but no, the club definitely sat us down, especially myself, and said they had no plans in trading me on anywhere, which was pleasing to know.
And, yes.
That's what it was.
Mm. You mentioned playing with more freedom. What does that mean for the playing group in terms of the game plan or the tweaks that John Barker's made?
Probably just going to allow blokes to play on a bit more instinct, play to their natural game, take the game on a bit, play with a bit more risk, I suppose, and just have a crack. I think that's what we're going to ask from the players for the rest of the year, and we'll see how it unfolds.
Bryce, no one expected Carlton to be on the bottom of the ladder after the end of last year. Carlton played some good football towards the end of last year. Mick did say early in the season that maybe not knowing what his future was would be upsetting to the group and cause uncertainties. Because you played so poorly as a group, do you put any emphasis on that?
In terms of what?
On the fact that not knowing what the coach's future was at the Carlton Football Club. So early in the season.
Oh, I mean, there was always going to be a lot of outside noise through the media around Mick's contract and were they going to sign him.
Did it affect the players?
Look, it's hard to tell. At the time, you don't think so. But maybe looking back, after it all unfolded and it all blew up the way it did and the way it ended, maybe it might have had a little bearing on how we were going. But certainly at the time, we weren't discussing it as a playing group. We weren't talking about it too much.
Been taken completely by surprise of the form of Carlton this year? Just on the back of what we saw at the end of last year and then obviously coming into this season with high hopes on the back of that, and particularly yourself as the best and fairest winner, at what stage did you think, what's gone wrong?
Yeah, well, that's the million-dollar question we're trying to find out. Like I said before, I thought we had a really good pre-season. We were really confident. We were doing a lot of things right. We got a couple of great kids into the team through the draft, and we were really looking forward to improving on last year's performances. As it's well aware, it hasn't gone to plan, but it's no use, resting on our laurels and, worrying about it now. What's done is done. We can only worry about the second half of the year and how we can try and turn it around. Mm.
Do you feel like there's a bit of a weight that's been lifted off your shoulders? I mean, as KB said, there was a lot of talk, and I know the players, so we don't listen to the radio or read the newspapers, but
you see
people down the street and everyone's probably mates, probably asking you, texting you. Do you feel like there's just a weight that's been lifted the last week or so?
Yeah, I think so. It's been nice to not have, camera crews at the front of the club for the first time in 4 weeks. Those little things that, do build up over time and... I think it's all done now. We can just move on. We know what the next 9 weeks are going to look like with John as coach, and I just can only keep saying it that it's only on us to try and turn it around.
Well, good luck with the rest of the year. Good luck with the impending birth of your first child.
Carlton supporters praying that it's a little boy on the way, hopefully.
When's your partner due?
Any day now. So it's, a little bit nervous and a little bit excited at the same time.
Good stuff. Good luck with it. Thanks for joining us.
Well done, mate.
Bryce
well done.
Gibbs joining us there. The injured Carlton star, hopefully, will be back playing very soon. We'll